This is Dakota Datebook for December 1st. Once there was a man who came to Dakota seeking his fortune. He prospered and proposed marriage to a lady back east. But she hesitated to come to Wahpeton, terrified of tornadoes. To ease her fears, the man constructed a home known locally as the Tornado Proof House. It featured a sturdy lookout tower where his bride could watch the skies for coming storms. This story was told by pioneer daughter Donna Faulkner. R.N. Inc. built the house with solid 2x6 plank walls and partitions like grain elevator construction. Inc. held various public offices over the years, including City Council, Richland County Sheriff, and State Senator. Like many who came to Wahpeton in the boom years, he was involved in several enterprises, real estate, farm loans, and law. Newspapers frequently reported on the society doings of Mr. and Mrs. Inc., along with other well-to-do locals. But in 1897, the Inc. divorce shocked the community and became a public scandal. Papers followed every detail from the first rumors of pending action. The courtroom was packed with eager spectators, but during the proceedings, everyone was sent out due to the sensitive nature of Mrs. Inc.'s testimony. She had sued for divorce on grounds of extreme cruelty, drunkenness, and adultery. The Globe reported custody arrangements for the couple's child, upholding Mrs. Inc.'s request that the child's one-week visit with her father take place at the home of some respectable family other than the home of John Inc., brother. R.N. Inc. remarried in June of 1900. Alta remarried that November, but not without a fresh scandal and a scolding from the press. On this date in 1900, talk of the town centered on a story printed the previous day. The marriage of Alta Inc. to lawyer Bruce Bogart, widower, is quite a surprise to a large portion of this community. Inc. and Bogart were cousins, almost like brothers. But Mrs. Inc.'s divorce suit involved division of a large amount of property. Mr. Bogart appeared as the friend, sympathizer, and advisor of Mrs. Inc. Animosity between he and Mr. Inc. became as strong as their friendship had been. This case enforces an old admonition to married people to avoid an excess of intimacy between families. By 2025, the Tornado Proof House had outlived the Inc. marriage by 128 years. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Lee Erdrich. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.